Number 1648, Terry L. Martin.
This is the application of Terry L. Martin to consider the conditional use of land.
All right, now look, y'all, be quiet. If you're leaving here, go on and leave, okay? Or you got to be quiet, all right?
Besides, thank only you. One hug per applicant.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, yeah, you got to slow down. I think it must be the hair. It must be that, that Fabio hair you got going on there or something. I don't know. So anyway. Conditional use, number 1648, Terry L. Martin.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for retail, sales of birds, supplies, and related items to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill, Hunter, Sussex County, containing 1.17 acres more or less, lying south of Route 9, a half a mile east of Route 5 at Harbison. We received a letter from DelDOT on August 4th of 2004. They state, while they do not recommend that a traffic impact study be done, they see this conditional use application as encouraging more traffic in an area that we have identified as operating at unacceptable levels of service. The subject segment of Route 9 from Road 261 to State Route 5 operates at a level of service E during summer peak hours. And from the Sussex Conservation District, no storm flood hazard area is affected. It would not be necessary for any off-site or on-site drainage improvements. There's no tax ditch affected. The soils on-site are Rumford loamy sand. They have slight limitations for the intended use. During any construction, the applicant would be required to follow recommended erosion and sediment control practices during construction and to maintain vegetation after completion of any construction. And the farmland rating of the soils is of statewide importance. And attached to that was the aerial photograph and soil maps. That's all we received to date, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Is there anyone here representing this application this evening? I believe there is.
Yes, I'm Terry Martin. I live at 26772 Lewis Georgetown Highway in Harbison. I live adjacent to the property.
Okay.
I'm here to basically beg the council's forgiveness. When I bought the property...
Don't beg, it's unbecoming of the lady.
Did not realize that it was conveyed to me with a conditional use on it until I went to apply for a conditional use permit. And I was told by the nice ladies that I already had my conditional use, so I went ahead and built M&D Bird Farm. It wasn't until last year that I realized that my conditional use that I already had was for an antique store, and retail is not retail, so I was not in compliance.
Now, how old are these birds? I mean, you know. Not that old. In bird years, how old are they?
They range from 3 weeks up to a year old now.
Okay. That's not antique.
No, it's not. No.
How long has the M&D Bird Farms been there?
It'll be 4 years in June.
How did you find out? Did you get cited for...
A lady stopped in one day, looked around, and said, this isn't an antique store.
He said, of course not. What kind of drugs are you taking?
Never was supposed to be. And that's when she informed me that I was not in compliance with county regulations because I didn't have the right conditional use for my business.
And the good news is you had a conditional use. The bad news it wasn't the right one.
Yes. So at this point, I need to beg forgiveness and ask to get the correct conditional use so that I may continue to operate.
As I said, I don't think you need to beg because it seems to me that you did ask the right question. You just didn't get the whole answer when you asked it. All right, then. Well, Mr. Johnson?
Well, seeing as how you're not proposing a business, so what hours do you currently operate and what days and...
10 to 6, Monday, 7 days a week.
10 to 6.
Yep.
And if we granted it, you'd want to continue?
Yes.
With 10 to 6?
7 days a week.
7 days a week.
That's a good one.
And if it was granted, you'd want to have a sign?
I would like a lighted sign.
You'd like a lighted sign?
I would like a bigger lighted sign.
Okay.
As long as you're here, right? Yeah. Right. Since you're here, yeah. Okay.
While you're at it, right?
Yeah.
And... if it was granted, would you have security lights on your building?
I do have them, yes.
That's a good answer.
And if you had security lights that, and if they were to be installed on the building, they would not point towards Route 9?
No.
Actually, we should require every applicant to do this. Go ahead, build your thing, build it exactly like you want it, and then come and ask us if it's okay if you can have it.
Yeah. We've had that in some situations. Well, they didn't have the conditional use to start with.
I guess we shouldn't put that in the ordinance, though, should we? No. Okay. I'm sorry. It's late.
It is late.
Go ahead, sir. Anything else?
And what you'd like to do, if it was granted, is you'd like to have retail sales of birds and related items?
Yes.
Only?
Yes.
What about barbecues in your front yard?
Would be nice, but he's left the state, so I don't think that'll be happening anymore.
Okay. Just asking.
It would be nice, but...
And do you think that the traffic generated by your business would adversely impact the large development that's being built across the road from you?
No.
I have no further questions.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Burton?
This is all built, right? You're not changing it.
No, not changing a thing.
No further questions.
I do have another question before we get to Mr. Smith.
Well, let's let Mr. Smith go because he might ask your question.
Okay.
Just what are the related items? Says retail sales of bird supplies and related items.
Bird seed, cages, toys. Different supplies related to birds. Everything. I'm strictly a bird store. I'm the only one in the state, and really in the tri-state area, I'm the only one that just relates strictly to birds. I carry no other kinds of pets.
I didn't know if you had. Do you have vaccines or anything? Any medical?
I carry vaccines only for my own personal use of the babies. I'm not a vet qualified to give vaccines to anybody else's birds.
I'm asking that there's this avian flu that's out there. So your birds are all on this site.
Mm-hmm.
They seem to be vaccinated.
Yes.
They're healthy.
Yes.
Any security measures?
Yes, I have security system. Security instruments, security system in place. And I do stay very close contact with the University of Delaware lab if I do have any problems. They're always consulted, and we work very closely together.
That's all. Mr. Boyer, no question. And you had one more question, Mr. Johnson.
I was concerned about an outside dumpster.
It's 6 cubic yards.
Okay.
And it's pulled every other week.
And is it fenced in?
Nope.
It's green. You can see it from the road.
And how do you dispose of your dead birds?
The dumpster.
In the dumpster.
The graveyard out back.
Which probably explains why it gets pulled every 2 weeks. Okay.
And you
actually they most of the time they go to the lab to Dr. Salam, and he takes care of them.
And as part of this, if this business was in fact in operation and you were going to have this business, would you be caring for other people's birds?
Yes, we do bird sitting on site.
So you'd like to have some bird sitting too besides
yes.
bird sales?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's related.
That's related. I don't know if we need to have conditional use for bed and breakfast for birds.
Well, it's always nice to mention it.
I just want to make sure it's on the record that we have a bed and breakfast for birds.
Okay.
And we also do bird grooming. I don't know if that needs to be on the records as well, but we do.
Right now it's bird grooming.
Well,
yeah.
Bird grooming, bird sitting.
Yeah, we turned down one groomer.
Okay. Do you fry any of them or?
What about, is there any toxic waste that is, or is that in the dumpster too?
No. The only, I mean, droppings and all are go down the drain. We have drainage field. It's regular sewer system.
Okay, so you don't spread it on your farm field? Okay. I have no further questions.
Good.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay. All right, then. Thank you. Take a seat. We'll see if there's anybody here that has an interest in your application. But it doesn't look like it. Is there anyone here who would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1648, Terry L. Martin?
Birds need insulation, don't they?
Yeah. Is there anyone here who wishes to speak in opposition of conditional use 1648? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. Your invited to remain with us for the rest of your Thursday night. We'll see if we make a decision, or you may call the office in the morning.